Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies are investigating a home invasion robbery that occurred in the 4000 block of Union Street in Eureka on Saturday. The 32-year-old male victim was at home when he heard a loud bang at the front door. Three men with their faces covered forced their way into his house, one armed with an AR-15 assault rifle, one with a semi-automatic handgun, and one with a crowbar. The suspects wrapped the victim's legs, ankles, and hands with duct tape and proceeded to steal cash, 99 marijuana plants, computers, and electronic items. As the suspects left, they stole the victim's black Toyota 4Runner. An investigation led deputies to a residence in the 1200 block of Ice Street. Deputies searched the residence and located most of the victim's stolen property. They later located the stolen 4Runner on Sunday at Allard Avenue in Glen Street. No suspects have been identified at this time, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 35-year-old McKinleyville resident Gaurav Mehta early Sunday morning for allegedly hitting and killing a pedestrian on Highway 101 just north of Sunset Avenue. The CHP reports that Mehta was driving at approximately 60 miles per hour in the number 2 lane when he hit the victim, identified as 29-year-old Eureka resident Brian Kesselring. Mehta kept driving and his truck became disabled on Highway 299 due to damage from the collision, and he then fled the scene on foot. Mehta was later located at a motel near West End Road and taken into custody. He was booked on felony hit-and-run and felony DUI charges. Sheriff's deputies arrested 41-year-old Shelter Cove resident Eric Jason Lively on Friday afternoon, and Lively was booked on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. Deputies learned from the 35-year-old male victim that he and his girlfriend were at his residence when they were alerted to Lively's presence by their dog. When the victim went outside to investigate, he said that Lively screamed at him, revved the engine of his pickup, and sped away. The victim then reported Lively screamed at him again and then drove toward the victim, striking him and causing moderate injuries. Lively was later contacted at his Debbie Lane Drive home in Shelter Cove and subsequently arrested. Lively reportedly told deputies he was angry with the victim over an unpaid marijuana debt from 2 years ago. Officials at an assisted living facility and at Redwood Memorial Hospital ordered both campuses to be locked down after a man was seen running across the property of the living facility armed with a rifle at just before 10 o'clock on Saturday night. The suspect, who was described as an Hispanic male in his 20s wearing sweatpants and a fisherman's hat, fled the scene, and officers failed to find the man after searching the area. The assisted living facility and the hospital remained on lockdown into Sunday morning. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna Police. Fortuna police arrested two Fortuna teenagers on Sunday afternoon in connection with a string of vandalism incidents that left some 20 mailboxes damaged in the area of School Street and Thelma Street. After receiving numerous calls about the damaged mailboxes, Fortuna officers searched the area and found the suspects, 19-year-old Jordan Franks and a 17-year-old male juvenile hiding on the campus of Toddy Thomas School. Both were arrested and booked on public intoxication and vandalism charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For more than 100 years, California voters have used the initiative process to give citizens a greater role in state government. In the past decade alone, Californians have voted on 100 initiatives, 68 of those authored by private citizens. But voters who participated in an October Public Policy Polling Institute survey say they want more involvement, particularly in three areas. Voters overwhelmingly support having the legislature more involved in the process, but to a limit, and support liaisons between initiative sponsors and legislators to seek compromise before a measure reaches the ballot. Voters also support disclosure of the financial interests behind an initiative, along with allowing more time for initiative sponsors who use volunteers instead of paid signature gatherers to gather signatures for their measure. But voters balk at giving too much influence to Sacramento and overwhelmingly oppose allowing the legislature, with the governor's approval, to amend initiatives after a certain number of years. That should be left to the voters. You can view the full report at the PPIC website. And State Senator Noreen Evans, along with fellow senators, assembly members, and officials from Sonoma County and Santa Rosa, held a press conference on Friday to announce plans to introduce a bill that would regulate imitation firearms. The Imitation Firearm Act would address the issue of toy guns and define what those imitation guns should look like. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.